welcome to your favorite astrology program, It's All in the Stars. This is Hassan Jaffer, your astrologer, live from Toronto, Canada. Normally it's my host Ingrid Rhea who's with me, but she's not here today. She'll be in next week. I'm with Chris Roebuck today, and studio is of course located in Paradise, California. Hello, Chris.
Hello there.
Now, just to introduce you, Chris is actually, he does face reading and he's done a lot of these Microsoft people. I'd like to ask you also a few questions about yourself, Chris. I know you were in Japan, you're a musician also, and very sensitive chart, actually, that you have. But just let us know some of the people that you did.
Yeah, sure. I have been a face reader for several years, probably more than 10 years now. I think I'm going on 12. And I have read people who work closely with Bill Gates on a day-to-day basis. I've worked with some of the top executives at L'Oreal, several other places, Greens Plus, and mostly doing entertainment. And very, very accurate, of course. People would sit down with me, and I do a form of energy reading and face reading. And when they sit down, I can basically tell them, you know, in some cases, some people say, okay, go ahead. And I just say, okay, so you have two children, age 16 and 18, blonde hair, and I'll go into some details about a relationship problem they might be having. And I can read a lot of this from their face and also from some of their energy. It's quite an interesting thing, but I'm really fascinated by the readings that you do because they're very scientific, and that's one aspect of face reading that I like too. Is it does follow a system, and it's very interesting.
You have Mercury in the sign of Cancer, such as Pluto, like in your chart that you're born with. That Pluto Mercury aspect gives an aspect of any aspect of divine truth.
Really?
I'm not the Mercury Pluto aspect.
Oh, wow.
But in your case, because Mercury's in Cancer, they're very intuitive. That's why, for example, palmistry, hand reading. The face reading, where you don't have to do any calculations and all that, it's pure like an intuition, but it's the power of observation.
Mm.
You have very good memory, of course, that also helps Mercury in Cancer.
Oh, interesting.
And your Anne Landers was born Mercury in Cancer, so in counseling, guiding, helping people. But I've always been interested in face reading also, actually. And I did some research in that. I didn't get too deeply in it, but I did enough of the research. For example, people who are Libra rising.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can almost tell their personality right away. There's a certain soft features or
right.
Serene look about them, the sense of fairness and justice. Now, Clinton is born with it. The
right.
Clinton is born with that.
Matthew
Portman
really.
Is born Libra rising. And in women, for example, and but what I'm trying to understand is when you look at that, you see, you will have to somehow help the different sciences with each other.
It's yes.
Like art and the sciences, you know, you have both aspects. Like the calculations. It takes like 30 seconds for the calculation of the interpretation of it, how you interpret, how you put it all together. That makes it a bit more difficult. And they all relate to each other, though.
Yeah.
For example, I was thinking, let's say somebody is Libra rising, and you can tell by their personality, but do we also be able to deduce that their home life is very barren, and it's a complete role reversal at home, because
yeah.
That's a Capricorn in the fourth house, but their mothering role or father role comes out in their career.
Interesting.
So most politicians are born with Libra rising, including Hitler.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Now, they used to call him Führer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I know it's like a master, like a father, you know that. But there's always a sense of fairness, regardless of how twisted may appear to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like in his case, you know, like in 1929, the price of a dozen eggs was 100 million marks. That's when he came in, and he blamed the loan sharks, and the criminal lawyers were getting the worst of the crooks off the hook. When he banned almost these two professions, they had to import workers from the rest of Europe.
Wow.
But so many politicians come because of a sense of fairness
mm-hmm.
at the beginning. And if they stay too long, then the Scorpio side comes in, the vindictive side.
Right, interesting.
Yeah. Well, so when you look at a really beautiful girl, for example, let's say who has Libra rising,
right.
But a Liz Taylor personality, because Liz Taylor was also born Libra rising, actually.
Yep.
And then you can tell right away certain things that this person, you know, when they put up with so much, because they don't like any hassle, they don't like blood, they don't like violence, so they put up with it so much, when it does come on the Scorpio side, that can become very, they can misuse their power.
Yes,
yeah.
In face reading, there's certain lines in the forehead that also have to do with the planets. And if you ever see somebody have a puzzled look on their face and you see those lines appear above their eyebrows, if you look very carefully, each of those lines represent a planet. And without a diagram or visuals, it's a little difficult to explain.
Right.
But if you see some of them are broken, it means certain aspects of their life have a challenge. Like there's some famous Hollywood stars that have almost perfect lines all the way across except for one or two.
Right.
When I did look at some of them, it's usually the love life that's the challenge, but work is very, very solid, you know, things like that. Also, the side that you're talking about, the sort of vindictive side, that first they start off very gently, and then they go into more, if they're in the job for too long, they get sort of more vindictive, as it were. There is that aspect. If you look at the mouth, in face reading, the lips are very plush and very full on some people. That shows a lot of compassion and also passion. But if you look underneath, of course, where the teeth are, you'll see sometimes almost like fangs. And that means they really dig into their work. Right. But again, if they're in their work for too long, then yes, those fangs can actually take hold in negative ways. So.
Very interesting. Yeah. Do you find anything for, like, for example, bushy eyebrows, being jealous and all that, or being very possessive and all?
Well,
people with Cancer and Scorpio planets, you see, they have those bushy eyebrows. They're pretty fine. Like the frown, for example, if somebody has Virgo rising, these worry aspects. You always have this, any aspect like that. Or people are very tall. Normally, it's like a mutable sign, like Gemini or Sagittarius rising, if you're always fine. Or some people have this sort of a helpless, vulnerable look about them.
And
like a Pisces rising. So they're extremely sensitive to sadness, to minor scales, to ocean, to water. You gave me an idea that I think, not physiognomy.
It is called physiognomy, the actual word, yeah.
That's physiognomy and astrology, there'd be a very close connection with that. I think it would really help. Even astrology.
Yeah, if you can read both astrology and physiognomy, face reading, at the same time, then you can do, I'm sure, an even more in-depth reading. However, you know,
the first house, you see, it shows your temperament. It never really changes.
Yeah.
And it's not like your personality is changing all the time, but your temperament, basic temperament, shows up under stress or when you're drunk, for example, for people who do drink. And under stress, it really shows up the factor.
Yeah. Now, the one thing I should clarify is that face reading is not necessarily reading physical expressions, anger, happiness, sadness. It is actual, maybe just for the listeners out there, it is for the, it's basically reading the lines, the shapes of things, shape of the nose, shape of the eye. And going back to what you were talking about with the eyebrow, that was one of the first things that I had learned. Criminals, and this is not every person in the world, but there are certain criminal tendencies some people may have, and reading those is, for example, if you see very thick, bushy eyebrows that are joined all the way across, sort of the unibrow thing, it doesn't mean they're criminal, but they may, very passionate, also you have the devil may care eyebrow, which is sort of the, if you look at, for example, Ronald McDonald, which is, you know, it's a clown figure, but clowns generally have this sort of upside down U kind of shaped eyebrow. If you can remember that shape and you've seen it on sometimes very beautiful people, you should be careful because that sort of reverse U means that they're a little bit cold. They can detach themselves from a situation. It doesn't mean thin lips. That also can mean dispassionate or can mean very businesslike, but I've seen very passionate people with thin lips, and of course you have to read the entire face, and the same thing with your chart. You can't just read one aspect. You have to read the whole face because I've seen people with very thin lips, a very, very passionate love relationship. Oh, well, in the eyes, the eye was very large, and large eyes also connotates romantic tendencies.
Long time ago, it was about people who have greenish or hazel eyes are they really unfaithful.
Interesting.
But my answer was that if you have greenish eyes, hazel eyes, you've got to have some Neptune aspects in your chart. And Neptune is a part of idealism and very idealistic love, for example. So these people are extremely romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost fall in love with the illusion a person projects. And they cannot really, they don't really love the person in the, as opposed to this illusion they make. If I look at the words with rose colored glasses, and if they're actors and actresses, but they're projecting a dream on the screen all the time,
right,
or new partners all the time, then it's fine. But if they do not have a romantic marriage, then they look for it elsewhere.
Right.
They might be able to say that, yes, they can be unfaithful, but only if they don't have romance. There's the onus is on a partner to provide romance for them.
Yes.
It's not in a boring relationship and expecting a relationship. Because that's a very idealistic, very deceptive sort of love.
Yeah.
That's very idealistic. That's a... And you found that too, yeah?
Well, there are traits like that. I kind of have a question for you is that, because actually that just speaking about the eyes, reading eyes in itself is its own actual talent. There's people that read the color and the shape and everything within the eye cover. has to do with every aspect of personality, health, wealth, well-being, everything. And like I said, that's almost its own field. But I guess the question I have for you is by looking at the face from someone who isn't really totally into doing just face reading, can you actually pick up some of the traits you see in charts that you read?
Absolutely.
Can you give me an example of that? Yeah, I'm really interested.
It's a perfect example.
Right.
Those examples are very beautiful, very soft features.
Okay.
And that serene look. Definitely Libra rising right there.
And it's not a mood, it's just the actual, you mean, are you saying the cheekbones are very high, or is there something in the skin looks soft?
Very
oh, balanced feature. Okay,
because
sure.
If you walk high, it's maybe a Leo rising.
Okay.
Leo rising has that lioness look about them.
Okay.
With a high aristocratic type of look about them, and very straight back.
Also, oh, interesting.
You know,
right.
They carry themselves.
Yeah.
But if you have Pisces rising, it's a definite sort of a helpless vulnerability about them.
Right.
If Cancer rising, you have long arms. And like in charge is long, that Cancer Leo.
Oh, interesting.
Aspect. It also makes them a bit moody and but sort of a roundish face.
Oh, okay.
If you have Cancer rising. If you have Scorpio rising, it's a very intense look. It will never be soft.
Yes, yeah, I know
people
like that.
Life has all kinds of traumas in life or governed by all kinds of life events in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And Sagittarius rising makes a person look very philosophical type. Leonardo da Vinci was one of that, for example.
Okay.
And so they're very definite traits with that.
Yeah, interesting. That's really neat. Now, in face reading, we have three zones of the face. There's the forehead, which is one zone, and that's for memory and reading, imagination and creativity. There's the second zone, which is from the top of the eyebrow to the tip of the nose. That's the second zone, and that's the way people literally see the world. It's more of a philosophical view of the world. And it also has to do with a lot of other traits, like their thinking process and things like that. And then the bottom, the rest from, you know, the top of the, or the very bottom of the nose, all the way down to the chin, that's the third zone, and that's all of the physical. So physical energy, ability to have a lot of endurance or not, things like that.
Is there balance?
Yeah, if they're balanced in face reading, it means the person is generally fairly balanced. So if anyone's listening that wants to try this right now, you can look in the mirror, you know, even measure with your fingers or a measuring tape and see is the from the very tip of where your hairline is to the top of your eyebrows equal to the height of the top of your eyebrows to the tip of your nose. And I'm talking just physically flat onto your face. And then from, you know, the bottom of the chin up to the base of underneath your nose. If those are fairly equal, that means you're a very balanced person. But it's not a bad part if you're
low. But that's a lot of comedians, people think very fast. They have a short chin.
Yeah, actually, well, I mean, that's the thing.
Like a lack of model zones, the principle is.
Well, there's different sides to it, too. Actors generally have a larger forehead and a medium sort of size in the second zone where the eyes are. And then a very small chin or a very delicate chin feature and usually sometimes even half of the height of what their forehead is. That just means they have a greater power within their mind to memorize things, to have an imagination as an actor. And then inversely, you see the big, huge jawed football players, and that means they have an oversized amount of energy physically. And it doesn't mean they're stupid. It just means, as far as their forehead goes, it just means they don't really care to apply so much mental energy.
That's
they just want to go out and do something with their body, and that's where you get the athletes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And now, do you find that in your chart reading that you see some of those similarities is what I'm curious about?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you're a very limbic person, if you have those thick eyebrows, as you say,
it's
like an animal passion.
Mm-hmm.
And you have black hair, for example, much more, or dark hair, for example, on the chest and everything also.
Okay.
But when they use more of this animal side, the animal passion side,
right,
of course, more possessive, more earth signs and water combination.
Right.
But if you have a lot of air signs, they normally would be much more very intellectual, very theoretical. By the way, if anybody wants to call us, you're welcome to call about astrology or physiology. We have an expert
reading,
here,
sure,
with Chris Robles. And the number to call from all across the United States is 1-877-876-5227. You're welcome to call. You can just ask questions about the face, and you very rarely get this opportunity. And also about astrology, if you want your date of birth, time of place, birth, we'll give you a free reading.
Yeah, you can have face reading and your numbers and everything else, right? It sounds great.
Well, something, Chris, when people are getting married, mm-hmm. so when you look at their faces,
yeah.
how would you use that for compatibility?
It's funny you ask me about marriage, because that's the number one question I get asked as a face reader. When will I meet my dream, person, my soulmate?
And who would be the person? Like, what kind of face would they have?
Yeah, it's interesting. In terms of people who are about to get married, unfortunately, there's nothing in general face reading that shows marriage. There is, however, something that shows children. So, and again, that doesn't always mean marriage.
But we can be more compatible. Like, for example, I find in astrology, if you have that beautiful, serene look, then the person will always be married to somebody who's very aggressive, very confident.
Right.
Like, for example, Bill Clinton has very soft features for Libra rising. And his wife can be a bit of a backlash, she's kind of...
Right.
She
has a harder face.
You know, she's a Scorpio.
Right.
But, or if a woman has that, she's drawn to men who are athletic, who are sporting. And
right.
And kind of the ideology. These are all Aries themes. So imagine we can combine these things. Look at a person who's very beautiful, looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And say you're marrying this type of person.
Right.
And you'll be enhanced, and you can have so much of that.
Well, I think as far as matching people... before they get married, if they were to use a system, maybe combining your system and physiognomy, those would be matches made in heaven. However, I think just when I've seen couples, sometimes they're perfect matches. And in face reading, for example, someone is a little bit more physical, whereas the other person's a little more into the intellectual, and they balance each other in obvious senses there. But then you see other people that really don't match. It's that typical situation of what is she doing with him, kind of thing. And that's just part of life right now.
In astrology, you see the opposite. When the opposite attract, it's called complementary.
Yes.
Like many of the mafia leaders hang out with somebody who's very beautiful, a young girl, for example, because it's almost like a power aspect.
Yes. Yeah.
And that becomes very strong. Somebody who cannot, the beauty is seen as power.
Yes.
I mean, idolized beauty.
Yeah.
Especially with those who have Venus and Scorpio. See, there are certain things that you can tell right away in astrology. But I really feel if all the knowledge of physiognomy, if it's added to astrology, they should have a whole chapter just on that. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
And the other thing which I was thinking of, people, like I read about people who have a criminal tendency, the one eye is a bit shorter, a bit smaller on the left side. And
yeah.
You can see that Bush Senior is exactly that.
Yeah, actually, that's one thing, if anyone's interested in reading criminals, is that, look at any criminal of any kind. You can go on FBI websites or almost any local police and look at any of the criminals. Notice that when they're looking straight at the camera, that it always looks like one of the eyes, like you said, usually the left, is either a little bit lower or the right is a little bit higher, or just basically that they're a little bit different. Now, of course, this doesn't mean every single person who has that trait is a criminal, but when the skull actually is physically lower on the left side, and that, of course, makes with the eyeball lower, then you do have to be careful sometimes of those people. Now, this is different from people that have maybe a wandering eye or maybe have a weak eye in one side. That doesn't necessarily mean the same thing. It's more where the physical skull, if you were to actually somehow x-ray the person, you would see that the actual eyeball socket is actually lower on one side.
I was wondering, for example, somebody who's Leo rising.
Oh, yeah.
Very dramatic personality.
Yeah.
And they really stand up in a crowd, you can see by their energy right away.
Yeah.
And they love to show off, they love to be in the limelight, they love to handle the stage. So you take that into consideration also, or just the features of the face? That's not the traditional physiognomy. I never thought about the energy itself.
No, I've personally combined just from doing so many readings, I guess I've built in sort of more of an energy reading or an intuition reading. Sometimes it'll just come as a flash. And actually, it's interesting because I was really more or less trained just to read the physical features, nothing really to do with their chart or their birthday.
Yeah.
But after I started reading, dozens and dozens of people, it was sort of uncanny. I just would get an image in my mind, and I wasn't really sure even what that was at the beginning. So I didn't tell a lot of people what I was seeing. And one day, a lady said, "Wait, what did you just do there?" And I said, "Oh, sir, I just got a strange picture in my mind." And she said, "No, go ahead and explain it." So I explained. I saw her with a very young, maybe 4-year-old girl with curly blonde hair. and she was sort of running off in a park somewhere, and I don't know what that had to do with the reading. And she said, yeah, that was me and my daughter yesterday, and I was wondering how far should I let her run. And I said, oh, okay, well, the tagline to that photo was just, it's not yet, it's next year. And she said, oh, great, that's exactly what I wanted to know. So okay. I'm not even really sure where that side came from.
That's
probably the intuition coming out. And that's just after doing, you know, dozens and dozens of reading. I guess I started picking up something else.
I'm also born with that, and that's exactly why I focus so much on trying to write down some best reports. Because the intuition is attractive to people.
Yeah,
but we are always correct, but the reasoning behind becomes very important. Like, so that's what I'm trying to do. Is I'm trying to combine something which I do very well,
yeah,
like, along with something like, for example, you do, like
with right, with an intuition and reading. Yeah,
there's always a reason for the divine type of thing, which are not man-made laws.
Well, I know that one of the reasons is usually just a person has this burning question, and someone once explained it to me as people have energy all around their body, electromagnetic energy, and when they have a burning question, it sits just outside of, I guess it's their aura or their physical being. And, you know, if there's somebody who's sensitive enough to pick up this burning signal that's trying to yell out to somebody, you pick it up if you're sensitive to it. That seemed to make the most sense, but I still really, I'm fairly skeptical, actually, when it comes to a lot of this stuff. So that's, again, why I like your chart reading and why I like physiognomy, because it's very based in the scientific. Whenever I've read people, it's always exactly what has always been documented.
Imagine I really have to literally block my psychability many times to actually read a person, or when I'm seeing their chart, because I always say much less than what I know. But I often find, for example, there are certain things, if something negative and I will not be able to do anything about it,
right.
I would like to see something.
Yeah.
As Donna, for example, I wrote about her that 45 days before it happened, I should be careful of freak accidents ahead and spine.
You mean Princess Diana?
Yes.
Okay.
And the same sentence, we wrote in our newsletter actually, that Mother Teresa says, generation had to be careful of heart. And they both passed away.
Yeah, interesting.
But I didn't say otherwise they will die, only God can say that.
Yeah.
But I was thinking also, you know, like, for example, many of these people who, you know, who get murdered, for example, I'm sure it must be something in the face that shows it.
Actually, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but yeah, there are traits in the face. And once I did discover it, I looked at all of the photos of people who seem to have passed away too soon. And yeah, there is a trait. I don't want to freak everybody out, so I don't think I should really talk about it. But there are traits after years of reading that you can find. They're very difficult to find actually right away. But they are there. Yes. Well, I mean, the other thing I was going to say, which doesn't freak everybody out, is there is a trait in the face that shows that not necessarily you're going to die early, but that you're a risk taker. And it was interesting because I read a lady from a company, a big U.S. company, actually a big French company, but the main U.S. office. And I said, excuse me, I'm sorry to say this, but you shouldn't be here. And she sort of started to weep, and I felt terrible because I've never said that in a reading. And she said, no, thank you so much for saying that. And I said, why? This is not right. She said, no, during 9/11, I was sick that day. I work in the Twin Towers, and I didn't go to work. And I about fell over, and she said, no, thank you. I just feel thankful for being alive. And I thought, wow, well, it's amazing that you're here. So I'm getting beeps on here. Is that okay?
Maybe
I think we have other calls.
Line.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a call. Maybe you can just ask. Hi, callers. You have some questions? Hello?
Okay, well, we'll keep chatting until we can find out if we've got another
you
caller.
You get a beep, but not that phone, like John, because, you know. But I'm enjoying this because it's going to be archived, by the way, so you'll be able to see it, yeah.
Yeah.
And
but,
if anybody wants to call us, by the way, our number is toll-free, and it's not all North America right now, it's the United States. It's 1-877-876-5227. You can also write us an email at stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, at astrotrends.net, A-S-T-R-O-T-R-E-N-D-S.net. If you want to call our Astrograph office,
sorry, I was going to say if they want to send a photo.
After the show, after 11 o'clock, you can call us at 416-497-9000. And I'll pass on the number of Chris also if you need to get in touch with him, because he does really good readings. Actually, he's a very intuitive soul, actually, I must say. As you know, I never really recommend anybody unless I really feel they're very, very good. So he's certainly has a talent on that. I'm not praising him, I'm praising the Lord who created him. Because we cannot even create those particles, because he's got this sort of feminine sensitivity that's at mercy in the sign of Cancer. And this year, you know, of course, you're going to be very, very prophetic right till about October, November. I mean, you're born with Mercury in Cancer, and Jupiter's touching off your Mercury, and I personally think we should really write on this right away.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea.
We could make it today. It's a wonderful host also, you know, our Ingrid. And and you happen to be here, and it's so perfect.
Yeah, it worked out very well. I did want to finish just that last thing that I was talking about. I think my main point with mentioning this lady from 9/11 was that it also shows something interesting about the human spirit, and that is that even in your face reading, even though you have a specific fate set up for you within your face, could be anything from a bad temper to, you know, bad finances or anything negative. You can actually surpass that and using the power of your own spirit, go past that and live on and survive.
You can use your free choice to offset any negative thing.
Yeah. By chance, that lady, maybe she had whatever reason it was to not show up for work that day, and she survived what is fated to her in her face, which was a short life. So she actually now will have a long life, which is quite interesting. So that fascinated me, meeting her.
So what do you find in Stephen Harper's chat?
Oh, Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister of Canada. I'm just looking at the photo here, so give me a moment. Yeah, he completes tasks, that's one thing for sure. He had a lot of strong parental influence, probably from a very young age, and it seems
like a mama's boy.
I don't know, I would say mama's, but definitely parents. Definitely he is a little bit antisocial. He gets a certain level of closeness with people, but he's very particular about who he makes friends with.
What is his mind?
His mind and actually, it's interesting. He's got a very good mind, probably a very good sharp memory. I'm not sure about imagination.
He's got a strong mind, though.
He's got a very strong mind. He's got a very strong willpower. The other thing that he does have too is a lot of physical presence, and it's interesting because some of the people that follow him may actually do it based off of actually almost a form of intimidation or just something about his physical energy that actually changes people's feeling, which is kind of interesting. That's the power that he has. He does have a bit of an emotional need in terms of, you know, romance and things like that. Who doesn't? But
this is the current Prime Minister of Canada we're talking about, in case you don't know.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
He has Mercury very similar to Hitler.
Interesting. Yeah.
And
well, he's been pissing off a few people, I believe, in Canada. I heard he's canceled a few political discussion television shows, or at least one of them. So people are getting a little mad at him, but there you go.
Really?
Could be his chart.
By the way, the serene look, et cetera, is there any maybe interpretation of that also in physiognomy?
Well, the serene look could be from several things. One is that if someone's eyes, their actual irises, are floating, which means there's a white space under their eyes just when they're looking straight ahead, that may give a feeling of serenity. What that means, though, is a slight tendency to be very choosy as far as friends and family, and in terms of things like, you know, spending time alone may be preferable over spending time with people and stuff, which I guess for some people creates serenity. But she's very connected to people.
This is one of the hottest actors in India, by the way.
Oh, okay, so now I'm looking at a photo of... Who are these people? This is...
His name is Salman Khan. I won't use this one.
Okay. All right. Okay, so she's an up-and-coming actress. So
she's a James Bond girl in the world. Like, she's an actress, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And, she was a battalion commander for 6th Division.
Wow.
And she's a supermodel also.
Sounds like some of the actors... Right.
And really interesting... Well, Saman's last girlfriend, Ishwarya Rai, who was Miss World, actually.
Okay.
And she has identical to her.
Oh, interesting.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Well, definitely the eyes. I don't know about serenity. I think of more feistiness when I look at this.
She does have that, yes. But it's interesting, you're absolutely right. She does have the intensity and all that.
Yeah.
But she really goes along with people, and then really regrets it afterwards. You would never expect somebody so independent to be like that.
Yeah.
That's that aspect, you know, the side of her that doesn't like tackles and all.
Yeah, no, there is that too, because she has very thick lips, and that means passionate and also compassionate.
This other girl was Miss Orient, I mean Miss World, Australia, I was this other girl.
Okay, wow, yeah. Very similar. Yeah, I'd be interested to hear any questions that people have. So even if you want to email us and maybe you can send a photo of your face, we need a clear photo. We can maybe do a dual reading of your birth date. Send us your birth date, and if you know the time that you were born, that's how you do that, right? Yeah. They have to know the time they're born, ideally. Or even morning or afternoon is better than not knowing at all. And then if you have a photo with a fairly clear image of your face, the other question that I get a lot is people send me photos of their new boyfriend or new girlfriend. Okay, what do you think? What do you think? So that's always an interesting thing.
Wife, you're kind of more suitable.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, my question to you is, here's Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
Now, from her face, I'm wondering, can you see any sort of like a pathological depression or alienation with the parents?
She's
got a very motherly, nurturing side to her.
Well, the negative side, definitely. I saw that when I first saw, I think it was one of her first movies. When she's not expressing any emotion, happiness, sadness, anything like that, that's when the lips are relaxed. You'll see the lips in a certain shape, and it's that little very thin black line that you see in between the lips when someone relaxes their lips. And if it goes into almost a U shape, it means that they're very down to earth and very, very realistic type of people. If it makes almost like a hill type of shape, it means they're very positive. So in her case, she's fairly almost perfectionistic. She's fairly up and very positive, but then it dips down right in the center, which means she's ultimately very self-critical or kind of perfectionistic about things, which makes that's what I call the success lip. It's actually like an animal shape. I'm sorry?
Sort of unhappiness or loneliness.
Well, there is that aspect to everybody who has that sort of M-shaped line in their mouth because they're always looking, they're always up and positive, but ultimately at the end they sort of regret things or they sometimes reanalyze things or they think, well, that was great fun, except I made a mistake in this thing. You know, and those type of people tend to ponder and try to fix themselves. So there is a loneliness usually because they're trying to perfect themselves. So if you look at anybody, Madonna has that same M shape. Most people have that success lip that are successful.
See, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
There are two things I'm interested in. First of all, you're leaderizing. There's playing sense of balance and fairness and justice and all that. Now, he comes from a very interesting family, you know, the Vanderbilt, and his mother was Gloria Vanderbilt, actually.
Oh, okay,
So he's quite wealthy, actually. But the other aspect is of wealth, can you see from the face?
Yes.
I know we can see from the
face. Right away. Usually, and this is not to say that this is for everybody, again, but in his case, he has thin lips, so that doesn't necessarily mean an early retirement. He does have fairly large or long ears. If you look at any of the royal family, they usually have very long ears. So long ears tends to mean wealth, usually in later, or at least in middle life. Usually when you see people with very rich lips, it means that they have a tendency to have an early retirement or even have double income once they're past retirement.
Well, Brad Pitt, I wouldn't say they are long ears.
Yeah, see, now this is interesting. If you look at Brad Pitt's ears, he has sort of the typical cute guy, you know, small ears.
He wasn't born wealthy.
Yeah, so if you look at Anderson Cooper's ears, he has a longer ear. That means usually wealth. Now, if you look at Brad Pitt, who obviously does have wealth, he has the small ears, which usually preclude that the person won't be that wealthy. But again, here's a person that has great spirit and has overcome the things that have been set out for him. Of course, you know, at a closer glance at his face, you could probably find other traits that have to do with, you know, him getting wealth in his later years.
Like, for example, sometimes you look at the eye, like Tom Cruise. I mean, he's very nice looking and everything, but in this picture, it's almost like something, almost like a demonic aspect when you see. That's to reach what? It's a Mercury Pluto aspect instantly. It's a bit of a Scorpio theme. Now, he's not a Scorpio, like the Gemini and Cancer planet. But the Mercury Pluto is when you violate the divine truth.
Right,
like,
oh,
all the Scientology and all these aspects. And I saw Ron Hubbard's chart, you know, it goes up at a tangent aspect.
Interesting.
But his chart, he's going to Mars through the Uranus conjunction. It's almost a violent aspect. In fact, that's something which Princess Diana was born with. And he has to be very careful, free capture, and head in fine. And I think he was a boxer or wrestler or something before also.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at this photo I'm just looking at here, Tom Cruise, that could have been when he was playing the vampire in the movie he played. It could have been fairly...
Yes. You know, her last almost 10 movies or 11 movies were all about vampires. And all of them, that they had this, you know, it's like Dracula, for example, like the blood and all that. Like,
yeah.
Pictures, I could not believe. And exactly the things that happened to her, those were all the roles that she played.
Yeah,
so
some
of the people that invite that energy on it. I'm not able to find you.
Yeah. I had an interesting conversation with one reader. He said, if you think of Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise and why they broke up, look at the movie that they did just before all of that happened, Eyes Wide Shut. And in the movie, they play a couple who are happily married. And in that movie, they don't have any children, but they play very close to their reality. And she admits that she's had thoughts of other men and whatever. And someone said, you know, for actors who are very emotionally sensitive people to begin with, that's not a very good place, a role to play, and could have a ripple effect later. And it's not to say that's why they broke up, but it's interesting that comment.
Like Marilyn Monroe, the last movie she was doing, she didn't finish acting, was Something's About to Give.
Okay.
Like that, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you think also about
Game of Death.
Yeah, and also
I saw his one with this one, which is incomplete actually, but I saw this movie, and in that movie they show him actually the cross and everything that he's there, and then they find it with somebody else. But they show himself also in it.
Wow, yeah. Well, this is the same with vampire movies. There's been a lot of recent deaths, and even I heard somebody say that they thought The Matrix might have been cursed by the second or third one because there was a couple of deaths. Yeah. So.
The reason why you're speaking about all this is because the moon is in Scorpio today.
It's the dark moon in Scorpio.
There's energy all around the world.
Yeah.
So the moon is in Scorpio, like today and tomorrow, normally you hear about some major famous funerals.
Right.
You know, Prince Diana, the moon is in Scorpio,
Hafizah,
King Hussein of Jordan, Trudeau, JFK Jr., all these people are moons in Scorpio.
Hmm.
During the time funerals and on Catholic or even when they played in the same scene. Very strange, and again, 2 days later, it becomes very philosophical. Because right after the funeral, this is when Teresa dies, and then she's like a saint, almost, you know.
Yeah.
What do you think about Nicole Kidman, by the way?
Looking at her eyes, yeah, she's very interesting eyes. She's also someone who probably likes to work and socialize less than working. She also has the devil may care eyebrows. They dip down just below the brow, which means she has an influence from her parents, and that's an interesting aspect because that means that that aspect may save her from being the typical devil may care, where she could be very disconnected from people if she wanted to be. Lips also, the success lip in the M shape. She also has
Venus in Leo and Mercury in Cancer like you. Mercury in Cancer, she's got a beautiful voice, like I spoke to her, she's had dinner with her.
Oh, nice.
And, the most, and even when I'm good and she sings, that's a real voice.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice. But,
wow.
And an excellent memory. But Venus and Leo, see, the whole the dramatic, the theatrical aspect, something you can handle the stage.
Yeah.
Show off aspect almost like, so she wears some of the most beautiful gowns, if you see. But that's what I'm wondering. Did you see the whole face? I mean, whole body or just the face?
Well, there are people that also do body reading, and that's a whole other aspect. Face reading, eye reading, palmistry, reading the hand. Actually, the entire body tells you in various parts of the body about the personality. Body reading is a little bit different. Body reading has to do with the shape, the physique, the height. I personally haven't gone into that just because physiognomy, face reading is so... its own world, and now with the energy reading, it almost seems that I don't need to really go into many other forms of reading, just because, you know, I've gotten to a level now, I guess, where people can sit beside me, and it's mainly the important pressing questions that they need answered are the ones that come up in our topics, and that seems to be more helpful for people, but there is that body reading. I'm sorry?
George Bush.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, he's got a fairly balanced face. He's got a fairly, he's got all of the success traits of previous presidents in terms of things like, if you look at the hairline, it goes upwards, going from, I guess it would be reading it from right to left.
What do you mean, success?
Well, I mean, he has financial success is what's in his face. In terms of his lips, he can be very shrewd. He can be a little bit cold. Everyone sort of knows most of his personality traits. It's really interesting, his face, because he's also someone who in certain aspects of his face has defied his face. I mean, he's got the nose, which is a full rising career, and there's also a slight dip at the end, which from what I can see with the photo you've given me here.
The only way we can see is that he has Mercury and Venus and Leo. It's not
yeah.
A Leo aspect like a rosy, but it is like an elite aspect.
Yeah.
We need a Cancer.
Yeah.
But the Leo part, that it's being even clear on his ego so easily.
Well, that's because if you look at the chin, if you look at the chin, he has that divot in the middle of his chin. That means the need for recognition, especially from large amount of public. He also has a very thin upper lip, which means he's a real risk taker. So all of these things. He also is a very good speech giver because he has an acting ability.
Write the speech.
Well, yeah, sure. Even if someone else writes the speech, he can act as if he's written it in his own words, only because he has the same type of first zone, the area where his forehead is, as very good actors. So he is actually able to, in one sense, he could actually be a very good actor if he wanted to. Just quite an interesting.
But he does have that. But you know, he does have Moon, Jupiter, and Libra. The three planets in Libra. I mean, that's what it is. So, the balanced aspect. But the one part is he has Mercury Pluto conjunction in Leo. That is when you violate the divine truth. Now, since you're saying that even.
George Bush violating divine truth? No way! I couldn't believe that.
I love Korea. He was born, I think, within the same week or something as George Bush.
Oh, really?
And it's very interesting that he fires exactly on the 4th of July.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, a lot of things went up in the air.
She's a Sagittarius. She's a Scorpio Sagittarius planet, but she has a lot of planets in Sagittarius, actually. Her sun sign is Scorpio, but Mercury, Venus, and Sagittarius, but she has Mars in Scorpio in the 7th house of marriage.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting is that when she was, I think, 17 or 19, and she killed this boyfriend. Do you know that?
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, she's in the stop sign. She crossed the stop sign or something, and he died. But he happened to be her boyfriend or something. From what I understand, now I don't know. I'm sure it was not intentional.
Yeah, probably not.
But what's interesting is that she married somebody who does have the potential for assassination. I mean, he's going to be at Mars aspect right now. He didn't have the experience. It's really dangerous for him. But that's the Scorpio thing because she's supposed to outlive him.
Interesting. Well, actually, and we're doing the face reading on George Bush, and I don't know if this will make people happy or sad, because this isn't really a comment, this is just a reading, but he does have the potential of early death because he is such a high risk taker, and he's an extremely high risk taker in his face reading. So he does definitely have the potential for early death in his face, actually.
What about
Condoleezza Rice? She has a great intelligence, and she can absorb information like no tomorrow.
But it's hard, you know, when she talks about other people being evil and all that, I mean, her chart is so almost like demonic. It's so dark.
Oh, really?
The Sun in Scorpio, Mercury in Scorpio, Sun in Scorpio, everything close to it. Because Sun in Scorpio, I find people when they're very much aware of their own mortality. Like Bill Gates is born with that, and he's like a saint as compared to her. And even Steve Jobs is born with Sun in Scorpio. But the Sun in Scorpio can give, you know, you're almost like, when you are denying the miracles of God, nothing but darkness, that's one of the Scorpio themes. But I'm wondering, do you see any of that Scorpio traits in her at all?
Again, are
the negative traits, see, first of all, she's got a very small chin. Because from the principal point of view, I don't think that's a very positive aspect.
Yeah, well, I mean, in face reading, what that would just mean is that she's probably not as physically active as a lot of people.
A lot of vindictiveness that shows up in the chart. Now, this is very good for research when people go after a bad other person.
Right. Sorry. Continue. Yeah.
So, but the vindictive aspect, would that show at all on the face?
Manipulative. Again, that comes into criminal tendencies, and those would be in the eyebrows, an imbalance in the eyes, and Usually also, if you look
at...
Isn't
Pisces a bit abnormally short like that?
No, it's actually, I mean, Pisces not balanced as much because she has a huge amount of ability within the mental aspect of her. The second zone where the eyes are, that's sort of a general size. And then if you notice, the chin is a little bit smaller. So, of course, she has a very great administrative side, absorbing information and then sending it back out again. She may actually have trouble in communicating sometimes because of the weakness in the physical trait. However, because of the mental aspect, she may be able to do that. I'd probably have to get a little bit closer to
see. And it's really interesting. She has Mercury in Scorpio close to Neptune and Ahmadinejad of Iran. The president of Iran, he has also Mercury Neptune conjunction, but his Mercury is in Libra, so he's much more intellectual. She's much more limbic. To me, what makes a chart a bit dangerous, as you said, the foil is very long,
so
the intellectual aspect is very strong, but she's a very limbic person also from a chart. She's got all these Scorpio planets. So on one side, when you're not forgetting or forget things easily, then you've got the brains to carry out your schemes, which are really fueled by all these hormonal aspects that can become really dangerous.
Yeah, well,
a lot of power, she would definitely misuse it.
Yeah, one negative aspect, I guess, would be the devil may care eyebrow that she has. She can be a little bit distant towards, feelings, things like that. But again, the things that you're reading are a lot more in-depth. And again, when I'm reading with people, I will usually just give them a general overview. And again, it's an energy reading thing. Yeah. I just wondered if we had any calls or emails, if there's a way to check any of those. I've heard some beeping, so I'm not sure if people are trying to get through.
It was so interesting. Because it's going to be archived, that's why I really wanted a lot of these things to go on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can come back another time, and we can sort of set up an all-call session, perhaps.
Absolutely.
And just try to answer
some
questions.
We only have 10 minutes left. I'll give our telephone one more time. Our email, by the way, is stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, stargaze@astrotrends.net. You can email to us with your date, time, and place, birth. Many times people are hearing, but they don't like to call because they're rather shy a bit. But the number to call in America is 1-877-876-5227. And there's some very interesting things happening. So quite a few calls here, actually. There's a lady who had called. I don't know if she'll be hearing 3rd May 1980. And this lady, actually, she's written from Saudi Arabia, actually. And I am just looking at her chart. That's 3rd of May, 3rd of May 1980. Now, she has Saturn, Neptune, Venus and Moon aspect. She definitely has. She said she had a lot of sadness in her life. She's a born major action configuration, but quite often in women's charts, it applies to men around them. And her boyfriend, I think, he died in an accident or something. Yeah, but this is changing, and she had written that, well, her life is changing, actually. But she definitely is born with a sad aspect, like some people, just make it up. But I think she did have aspect of actual sadness in her life, but that's all changing from this summer onwards. Throughout next year. Name is Hamera Saeed, it seems.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes I'll just sort of say my two cents worth here, but I sometimes get emails from friends of friends, and I also get calls. And it's interesting the way energy works, because at times I will get a flash, and I can read people I've never met before. And I've actually, the only reason I'm speaking up now is because I have actually given a few very accurate readings. So I did want to throw in my two cents worth. I see 6 months from now, things will start to calm down. You're on a very large cycle, and I don't know how this relates with your charts and readings, but I see there's two sixes, and it doesn't mean a bad thing. It's just a six-month cycle. The last two or three months are coming out of things, and I also see a larger six-year cycle, and I don't know if you can maybe add to that, but I see a very large wheel that's turning, and you have to be careful because some things will repeat themselves, not as badly as maybe it would have happened. I think this is probably the worst situation now, but certain things where that have happened in the past may repeat themselves after a six-year cycle is over. I think if you protect yourself against those kind of things, that's one way. And strengthen, you have weaknesses, strengthen those things. And also, you know, just do things that that will create happiness generally around you, like a general happiness. You always look for a very specific type of happiness. And I think that may be, I don't know if you can read that in her chart, but that may be where she
The chart was quite complicated, actually.
Yeah.
And when people are born with Saturn moon, but you see people tend to set themselves up for disappointments also a lot, you know, actually. By the way, you know, one of the charts I really like is Leonardo da Vinci. Like, if you look at his chart, now he had, of course, a forehead, really nice, also a very philosophical chart, Sagittarius rising, actually. And, but the Mercury Pluto aspect in his chart, they're beautiful. Like, what I like about his deep traditional side, his Venus and the sign of Taurus, and yet he broke many traditions. And, like, one of the traditions that he broke, of course, was that he drew this Mona Lisa right in front of a landscape. Nobody had ever done that before. That's like a major revolution right there. But, you know, the personal chart I really like was Nikola Tesla. And if you've
I researched Tesla. He's amazing, yeah.
Probably one of the greatest scientists ever.
Yeah.
And from November 2008, when I predicted that all the troops would be gone by then, and there'd be peace all around the world, that the major geological revolution I predicted, and that geological revolution is also free energy.
Interesting.
And a major revolution in favor of Nikola Tesla.
Yes.
It will start from 2008, it continues for at least 10, 12 years.
Yeah, for any of those people out there that love the Da Vinci Code, the book, and all that sort of stuff, Da Vinci is a great person, but if they want to also see some other interesting inventions and ideas, not so much about codes, but just about invention, Tesla, T-E-L-S-A, just amazing guy.
Yes,
he
yes.
made some really interesting things, including an
earthquake machine,
wireless. Yeah, and he did a... He did a anti-gravity device as well, from what I understand.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And,
which is great.
And the free energy, quite a few things he did.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the inventor of alternating current. Like right now, so this computer wouldn't work without alternating current.
Yeah.
That's his invention. The radio.
Yeah.
It was not Michael Faraday for him.
I liked some of the crazier things he was doing, like the lightning generator.
Amazing.
Who built a lightning generator in their basement?
And just all the free energy was just everywhere, just like radio. And when J.P. Morgan, all that, and when they heard that he wants to do free energy, as soon as they heard the word free, they backed out.
Yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, he was foolish almost on one side. He was very idealistic. And he had never been Gemini, actually. And very well after to Neptune, and that gives the Mercury Neptune aspect is very interesting. It almost gives a bit of a schizophrenic theme. But the Mercury Neptune aspect, where they cannot separate truth from fantasy almost, but it's a very, very high intuition.
Yeah.
Real Mensa people who make absolutely stupid mistakes once the emotions get involved.
Yeah.
Like he had this on Westinghouse, for every kilowatt of electricity, he would get $1. He would have been a multi billionaire, but he was bankrupt, Westinghouse. So he tore up the contract and threw them.
Yeah.
And he died almost a proper. And you know, after 100 years, they still have his thing sealed, you know, with the tentacle.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in
there.
Yeah,
because free energy.
Even if it's hard, if you go to AARP, all that that's happening right now, and the weather changes and all that, he was doing at that time.
Yeah.
Years
oh, yeah. Well, he could conjure, through the electrical coils, Tesla coils,
exactly.
Everything. He could create electrical storms.
And the material shield that he was talking about at that time, now they're doing it.
Yeah.
Amazing. But I'm wondering if you studied his face also, you know.
I vaguely remember it, so I'm not going to give you a full reading, but I do remember one aspect, which was his nose, and he had a very sharp career rise, but at the end, around probably late 20s of his age, things maybe financially weren't so secure, but let's see if you can maybe pull something up of Tesla, but if... I'm just looking at a picture of Tesla. You can probably find it on the web also if you're interested, but basically the nose is very prominent, which means he probably came from a fairly wealthy family. And then about where age 25 is, that's about the center of his nose, he sort of leveled off and found what his thing was, and that's probably when he started doing all the experimentation. He also has the success slip, the M. And then, again, by the way, if you don't have that, it doesn't mean you can't be successful. It just means a lot of successful people have the same trait. Very positive, but very critical about himself and about his work. Always completed things. He had a very good vision. He's also a very good connection with his friends and family. But he also had a deep connection with his parents, and that may not have been all that positive. So there's a lot of traits in there. He didn't ever want to really be a celebrity, by the way. Well, he never really wanted to be a celebrity. Like, there's no divot here in the chin, which means he's not really looking for notoriety. He's just looking to, you know, complete something, probably. So, yeah, quite an interesting guy, though. Yeah, I think
that's
we should definitely...
Like, he never sold out to anybody.
Yeah, I'm just noticing we have a bunch of emails here, and we have more to talk about. I guess we should try to arrange another date. So I guess you can probably announce this
we'll have another one, huh?
Next Wednesday. Okay, if I'm here, I'm not sure if I'll be here, but we'll confirm. But if anyone's interested to do to ask questions about the face readings and things like that in relation to Hassan's work, please. Call us next Wednesday or tune in next Wednesday. But, of course, you've got your show on.
Absolutely. Very interesting. In the meantime, we're almost running out of time. We have about 2-3 minutes left. And if you want our book, by the way, it's called Moon Magic 2006. And it'll make an astrology in about 5 minutes. All you need to know is your date and approximate time of birth. And you can also see our reports for your 12-month forecast or whatever you want. And really, of course, we're coming up with a new one, which has physiognomy and astrology combined. I think that'd be fantastic, along with this picture. I really like that idea. And my number in Toronto, our number is 416-497-9000. And as I said, you can also write emails to, you can write to Stargaze, S-T-A-R-G-A-Z-E, at astrotrends.net. And for now, if you want to call... Actually, we are a little too late. We have run out of time. But next Wednesday, we'll be back again from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And we'll combine quite a few different things. And we hope you really enjoyed the show. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And it was fascinating to hear the connection between face reading and the readings that
you did. I'd like to get you back on all your, all the people that you did, for example, and some of the things that we can. We'll keep some actors and actresses, some politicians that charge also ready. To see, you know, like, for example, Kim Jong of Korea, to me, he looks a bit like Condoleezza Rice.
we can talk about all of that, sure.
Absolutely, yeah. And also, like, for example, Aquarius Rising quite often gives space in the front two T's.
Yeah.
Any of these different things would be interesting to find also. And, till next Wednesday. And we hope you had a great time. And if you want to write to us, that's it. You can email us at stargaze@astrotrends.net or give us a call at 416-497-9000. Thank you for listening, and we had a great time and hope you had as much fun as we did. And we wish you all the best.
Yep,
thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.